One of the things a lot of painters like about painting are its limitations. A painting is basically a squarish, flat surface to be hung on a wall. Within that, you can do anything you want. So there's a sense that these limitations can be freeing. Ryman further limits himself by making monochromatic white paintings, and it's very fun to see how inventive he can be within that parameter. If you look at the brushwork on the surface, you can tell that he first made a bunch of horizontal brush strokes across the whole surface, and then after that dried, made vertical brush strokes. So there's this sort of micro grid that happens on the surface of the painting. These are sort of the kinds of things he finds to do within the extreme limitations that he's given himself. At the same time, he's a bit of a cheat because many of his solutions border on sculptural. For instance, here the painting is latched to the wall with these aluminum rails on top and bottom of the panel. It has echoes of minimalist sculpture like Donald Judd's, but it almost ends up looking like a dry erase board.